In case you missed it, bicycling as a movement has hit the mainstream and is picking up speed. Last Friday over in Colony was the first ever New York State Bike Summit, sponsored by the New York Bicycling Coalition. I went over kind of expecting a big room, a bunch of bike vendors, etc. But what I found was a paradise for policy wonks, including a very ambitious series of workshops and seminars, and an impressive list of speakers, including Joe Martens, former director of the New York DEC, and Paul Steely White, executive director of Transportation Alternatives in NYC. Just to give you an idea, I sat in for the tail end of a seminar called Data Moves Government and listened to Tracy Haddon Lowe, senior data scientist at the Center for Real Estate and Urban Analysis at the George Washington School of Business, go into detail about how analysis of ridership, safety, health, and environmental statistics and data can all be used to influence government policy and advance the bike movement. And when I went to a later seminar featuring Carm Basile, the CEO of our own Capital District Transportation Authority, also known as CDTA, it was clear that the CDTA is utilizing that very data to figure out the possibilities and limitations of expanding bike racks on CDTA buses and related matters. How big are the goals of this bike summit? Sky's the limit, really. Earlier in the day, another seminar with Paul Steely White of Transportation Alternatives and Stacy Thompson, who is the executive director of Livable Streets, the speakers talked about how to realize the goals of Vision Zero. Vision Zero is a multinational road traffic safety project that aims to achieve a highway system with no fatalities or serious injuries involving road traffic. It started in Sweden and was approved by their parliament in October 1997, and it's now an international movement. So, unfortunately, I couldn't stay for the whole day at the summit, but I did get a chance to sit down briefly with Paul Winkkeller, executive director of New York City Bicycling Coalition, about the summit.
So the summit's a first time ever, New York statewide bike summit, Big Ten event. We're trying to gather all segments of the bicycle and pedestrian community, mostly bicycling here, and that ranges from planners, engineers, advocates, tourism, mountain biking, electric biking, bike share. The bike movement has really exploded in the last decade or so. Become much more mainstream. It's tremendous interest here of state government. We had 6 state government agencies sponsor the summit. That's unheard of a couple years ago.
Did they come to you or you went to them?
We went to them. You always have to ask them.
Yeah.
But they jumped on board. I don't think that would have happened a few years ago. I think that they recognize that there's tremendous interest in biking and walking and safety and active living and bike tourism, and they are looking to partner with us to sort of move the state in a better direction.
And was this conference, I'm assuming this is going to be an annual thing, if you can pull it off?
No, we think it's going to be every other year.
Okay.
Because there already is an every other year, it's called the Walk Bike Symposium. It's a little bit more for planners and engineers. This is much more expansive, involving grassroots advocacy.
Very policy oriented.
Yeah.
Was this years in the making, or was there something?
Year and a half.
That inspired this?
Well, there are a lot of sister groups to the New York Bicycling Coalition in other states. They tend to have annual bike summits, and we have been thinking about it. Our staff is starting to grow, so we have a little bit of capacity. I got a nice startup grant to hire a staffer a year and a half ago, part-time, and so we just went for it. It was a big risk, and I'm kind of blown away by all the people here. I just can't believe it.
I was actually kind of blown away by some of the people that you got in here, Transportation Alternatives.
Oh, rock star. Paul White's a rock star.
Exactly.
Justin Booth from Go Bike Buffalo. Joe Martens from NCON. Jeff Olson from Alta Planning. Doug Meyer from Saratoga. And a lot of women too, not just men. But I think it's an indication of a real coming together to sort of problem solve. Because New York is not really one of the leaders in this area. It really isn't. And getting better, but still a lot of work to do.
What are the main obstacles that you're trying to get over?
There's a little bit of bias towards, you know, like in most places in America, toward the road environment and cars. Some real barriers around education, law enforcement. We're trying to train law enforcement to understand the laws that govern bicycle and pedestrian activity. That's a challenge. So there's a lot of issues about how do you create a safe and shared road system where everybody respects each other. It's a real challenge. It's a real challenge. We want to become like parts of Europe. We can do that. Or California. Or the Northwest.
Go for Europe.
Yeah, Europe.
Madison, Wisconsin, too. I spent a couple of years out there, and they really do plow the bike lanes first, and I rode all winter long.
Yeah, so. Some of the Midwest states are really great. One thing that is good about being a little behind in New York is that you probably heard today. We
learn from people's mistakes.
Absolutely. We're begging, borrowing, stealing. We give everybody credit, but there's no reason for our educators, our designers, our planners. It's all happening. We can just bring it to New York.
That was Paul Winkeller, Executive Director of New York Bicycling Coalition, about last week's New York State Bike Summit. The next summit is planned for 2019, but we will let you know if any of the seminars I mentioned earlier are available for viewing online.